Hey guys, Dylan here, producer of the E-Commerce Alley podcast. Now, before we get into this episode, I wanted to let you know about a special offer that we are giving all of our podcast listeners. If you scroll down below this episode in the show notes, you'll find a link to a special podcast listener deal on our scientific e-commerce Facebook ads testing course. Now, normally this is $27, but we're going to give you a special link to grab it for only $10. And included with that is a 30-minute ads expert call where we help answer your questions and implement the content. Thank you very much for being a valued listener to our podcast. And now, onto this episode.
So recently, we have seen a spike in volatility with Meta on just a couple of fronts. And maybe you're experiencing some of this. Your results feel like they're on a roller coaster. Like, hey, yesterday we had a lot less purchases or no purchases. And today we had boatloads of purchases. Or maybe your automations are not firing as accurately as they once did, or it's having reporting overages, and maybe there's spending under your daily budget, or spending over your daily budget by more than the allocated like 5 to 10% they usually do. And I'll just say that we began seeing this pretty tangibly between March 10th, March 12th. That's probably like the very defining moment in the accounts that we have access to, which, by the way, we have access to over 200 accounts in our business. And we tangibly saw it happen like March 10th to March 12th. And then for 3 weeks, it was just a crap show of crazy volatility in Facebook. And I'd say that's for like 90%. There's still the 10% that for whatever reason, the Facebook gods shined on them and they were okay. And then we hit the beginning of April. And we began to see like the tide turn around April 1st, 2nd, 3rd is when we started to see things like start to kind of come back a little bit. But there was still a little bit, there's still a little bit of stuff happening. And so some accounts are fine. Others are just kind of like, meh, not as much. Like there's a little volatility, but it's not as bad as it once was in March. And so when this happens, what the heck do you do? We've had so many messages and emails and posts in our Facebook group for the E-Commerce Alley, which, by the way, if you're not part of it, there's like 6,500 of us in there. Go join the Facebook group. Go to alleypodcast.com/group or just click the link in the description. Go join the group. We talk about a lot of cool stuff there. We go live every single week in the studio. You'll be glad you did. But in the group, there was at least three posts a day for the last month. People have been posting, what do I do about Facebook? This is the worst thing ever. Like, Facebook is horrible. Like, I hate Facebook and my results are really volatile and blah, 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 and wah, wah, wah. Guess what? It's reality sometimes, but also sometimes we have to just realize that these are simple market shifts. There are simple things that happen in the market, certain things that happen in business, and you got to ask yourself, am I the type of person that is going to be a victim in this situation, or am I the type of person that's going to adapt to the situation? And I hope you're the one that can adapt, because those are the ones that win in the long run. And I did a podcast episode about six, eight months ago. And I said that I believe 2024 is going to be the great e-commerce divide. And what I meant by that is in 2020, more e-commerce businesses launched into the marketplace than ever before. And there is all this money injected into the economy in the form of stimulus checks, and the government was handing out money like it was candy. So when people get handed free money that they don't have to work with, what do? They blow that money. They spend it because it's not theirs. They don't really care, right? It's just given to them. And so they went, and you just see this massive soar of online, like soaring of sales online. So all these people at home, COVID, come into the market, launch their businesses, and then guess what? June of 2021 happens. And if we think back to that moment in time, there are periods of time that, by the way, Facebook was not always stable, or Meta now was not always stable. There are times when things happened. And so what I want to do is I want to dive into this podcast. I want to dive into what do we do when these situations happen? Because it's not like if they're going to happen, it's when they're going to happen. And it's going to happen, right? And so how do we approach them? How do we respond to them? And then also, I want to give you, four super tangible things you can do right now. So if you're experiencing this, you can still walk away and say, hey, I need to go look at these four things and maybe take some action to kind of combat some of this. So first things first, this is not the first time Facebook and Meta have had issues, nor is it the first time that Google has ever had an issue. And not that Google's having an issue right now, but Google has issues. We all have every software, every platform out there experiences challenges as they grow and as things happen. And if you want to rewind a little bit, some of you remember June 2021. There was this wonderful, horrible thing that happened, and that was iOS 14. And guess what? Tracking transparency became a thing. And then our long windows of attribution went from like 28 days down to like 7 days. And then there are a lot of rules around it. And then people could opt out of tracking, and like 92% of people opted out. And so then there's all this modeled attribution, and then this conversion API, and all these things had to come into place. But if you don't remember that time, maybe you weren't advertising then, but maybe you remember that time. And Facebook didn't figure it out for like a solid 6 months. It was like June to December or January before finally Facebook figures out we have conversion API. We're able to do all of these different things to try to close the gap as much as possible to maximize optimization. If you remember, lookalike audiences used to be the best thing on the planet. Interests were amazing. And then lookalikes came along and they just kicked interest to the curb, and you could do a 1% purchase lookalike or 5% purchase lookalike with great degrees of accuracy, and you could not touch them. You couldn't beat them. Broad couldn't even touch them. And then there's a shift in the market, and then broad becomes a lot more powerful as Advantage Plus shopping and AI and the machine learning of Facebook has evolved. And so I say all this because June to December / January of 2021, that was also a moment. June of 2022, we had this month where we noticeably across the board, we just saw CPMs skyrocket for dozens and dozens of accounts. In May of last year, 2023, I remember we were running a promo sprint for a live event that we're doing. And there was this one, weekend where suddenly Facebook spent thousands of dollars a day of our budget before noon. And we had like zero purchases, and targeting and optimization was so bad that we got comments on ads from people like, why is this spamming in my feed? And you could just look at them like, whoa, something happened. And then you go to the meta status page and they're like, yeah, our optimization basically went to crap. And that happened in May. We saw it happen in October. And so all of that to say, more is coming. It's going to happen. And maybe we're coming out of it right now. And like, it's in the very moment, if you're listening to this, and it's April right now of 2024, it doesn't matter if it's April right now and you're looking back at March and April and what's happened in the last 6-7 weeks, or if this is like the future, like the reality is like stuff is going to happen. And so what's natural is it's natural to begin seeking like this magical hack or this magical one size fits all campaign structure that is just going to fix everything, and the results are and the results and the dollars of profit are just going to rain from the sky. But never in the last 10 years have I seen Meta have issues only for some guy to come along and find the magic sauce and simultaneously get everybody unilaterally to agree that this is the way before Meta does. Never. And so to me, it feels a lot like when your car gets a recall because of a malfunction or a bug that they find. For example, like let's say that suddenly you have a Tesla, right? And the screen stops working. They have a big issue and the screen stops working. Or you have a Tesla and they realize that the self-driving feature is not as reliable as they maybe thought it was. Okay, great. So that happens. And
hey, thanks for checking out the E-Commerce Alley podcast. If you've been enjoying this episode so far, it would mean a ton to us if you'd leave us a rating on whatever podcast app you're listening to. And as a token of our appreciation, if you take a screenshot of your review and email it to team@theecommercealley.com, we're just going to go ahead and shoot you a $10 Amazon gift card just as a thank you. Now, back to the episode.
Then for me, imagine if I was like, you know what? I'm going to grab my screwdriver real quick. I'm going to unscrew this dashboard. I'm going to pull off the screen. I'm going to get back in here. I'm going to start fiddling around. I'm going to get out my soldering kit. I'm going to get out my computer, and I'm going to try to figure out some way to connect this so that I can reprogram it so that suddenly my car, designed by Tesla, will be able to self-drive the way that I want it to with zero issues. Just imagine that. Imagine if someone was trying to do that. Probably wouldn't be able to beat Tesla to the solution, if we're being real, right? Because Tesla is this large company that they manufactured it, they developed it. So the idea that we can come in and we could just solve it with a little magic tweak is probably impossible. 0.0001%. Maybe there's someone on the planet that they could figure something out. And guess what? By the time you figure it out, they probably already fixed it. Or that you figure it out and like a week later, it's fixed and it's solved. So because this stuff happens, you can't control the circumstances, but you can control how you respond to the circumstances. And this is where you can draw the line between a mature entrepreneur that's going to grow and build something and a wantrepreneur that like wants to do it, but they just complain about everything and woe is me. And they're like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. And guess what? We're all guilty. We all kind of think like that sometimes. And so what I want to do is I want to talk through my perspective on this. You've probably already gotten a little bit of it. I have a very strong feeling about when we blame circumstances and stuff, which sometimes is reality. Things break. It is a reality, but we can control how we respond. And so if we view advertising, and I hope you do, as an investment vehicle that compounds over time, that's how I view it. Then we have to realize that the keywords here are over time. Things compound over time. And advertising is one of the largest and fastest ways to ROI your dollars than ever before. And I don't believe in day trading with advertising. I believe in what we call going long. So if you're familiar with the financial market or familiar with the real estate market, like day trading, and then you have long-term investing, right? Let's kind of separate. So today and long-term investing. I view advertising as a long-term investment strategy. It's not just for today. It's stacking the deck with customers that are going to buy from us for a long, long period of time. And so just like the stock market or real estate, I would never try to time the market. I'll never try to time the market. I'll give you an example of this. Back in 2021, if you are in any housing market, probably in the world, then you probably had 2 times housing prices of what they were 12 months prior, right? So housing prices skyrocketed. And my wife and I and our 2 business partners, we were looking to invest in another vacation property cabin down in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And we're looking to invest in this property. And it was the same size as the other property that we were buying that was similar to it, that we had already bought a few years prior. And it was similar in size, almost identical square footage and everything. It was actually a little bit smaller, but it was 2 times the price of the first. And so we were contemplating, the market's got to come down sometime, right? This is like May 2021. Market's got to come down sometime. It's sky high. It's double. And I'm like, no. Historically, we know. Don't try to time the market. You have to dollar cost average. So we bought that. And that cabin's been cash flowing like gangbusters for 3 years now. Then we went to buy the next cabin a year and a half later. And this was 2023. Actually, this was last year, 2023. And it was like 2023, we're going to buy the cabin. And it was 50% more than the second cabin for a smaller cabin. And so imagine if we had tried to time the market, it would have been substantially more. And so guess what? We didn't try to time the market. We dollar cost average. We just said, hey, maybe this is buying a little high, but the reality is it is what it is. We know it's going to play a long-term, it's going to be part of our long-term strategy. So we invested in it and it has been cash flowing just fine. And so I say this because sitting and waiting for your moment, it is more risky, I believe, than dollar cost averaging. So my recommendation is invest when it's up, invest while it's down. But here's the thing. So meaning allocate a percentage of your revenue, I recommend 15 to 30% to ads no matter what. 15 to 30%, no matter what. And monitor the holistic rise and ebb and flow of your revenue. But here's the cool thing. With your business, you have more control than in the stock market and real estate. I can't control that. I can just control if I buy or not, or if I sell or not. And your business, you have control. And so you can average out your results. And while those are happening, while you allocate this 15 to 30% and you keep it in check every single week, stay in your, pick a 5% range and stay in it, 15 to 20, 20 to 25, or 25 to 30%. And if you hover in your, what we call target allocation percentage, and you go up and down week over week and you commit your budgets, it's gonna hedge against getting fat with its spend that eats your margin. And so that is one of the first things. And then while you're doing that, go focus your efforts on the things you can control, the things that will create cash flow and produce sales to offset the elements of marketing or seasonality, whatever it is, that is not performing. So if that's Meta, let's offset Meta with other activities. And so I want you to think big. This is pretty much big picture over small picture. And if we're looking at Meta, small picture with ads is less than a week. So meaning if you're looking at your ads manager today and it's wrecking your day, it's destroying your happiness and you're all depressed because you're looking at today, but in the last 7 days, you're okay, or it's right around your target KPI, or it's right around break even. Like, look at these larger windows of time, because that's what we have to, when you have volatility, you have to start looking at averages, because you have these really high days and these really low days. And so we can't look at it day over day to dictate how we feel or what we're gonna do. We have to look at these larger 7 and 14 day periods of time. So remember, big picture over small picture, big time horizon over small time horizon. And small is anything less than 7 days. So if you were to DM me on Instagram or Facebook and say, Josh, my ads yesterday and today aren't doing well, I would say, great. So tomorrow they could be doing fine. In the last 7 to 14 days, we could be averaged out. But if we look at 2 days, then it's not a large enough period of time. And so think in terms of weeks and months and not days, because we believe that marketing is a mathematical equation, not an emotional decision. And daily, it's easy to get wrapped up in the emotion. When we look at larger periods of time, it allows us to trust the math a little bit more. And I'll hear people all the time complain about Meta yesterday and then rave about results today. And when they run the averages, it's often the same as if you had two typical days instead of one up, one down. So just remember, look in larger periods of time. That said, I want to talk about some things that you can do. When these things happen, again, things happen, right? Crap happens. There's seasonality, there are recessions, there are software, there are platforms that get banned or booted from the internet, whatever, right? Things are going to happen. So what do you do? Well, one thing I want you to keep in mind and think about is that marketing is like a symphony. It's not a one-man show. It is a symphony. So if your goal in business is to say, we want to achieve X amount of sales this month, and one channel isn't carrying the load that it once was, well, what do we have to do? We have to compensate somewhere else. And so pull the other levers in your business to achieve the ultimate objective. That is the goal. So for example, if Meta usually carried 60% of your revenue and now it's on to 40%, well, there's a 20% gap we have to make up. What do we need to do temporarily while Meta fixes itself to offset that? Well, we might need to consider doing an extra cash injection through a promo sprint for like a 72-hour sale that we're going to do over the weekend for Mother's Day, call it a spring sale, a spring fling sale, a school's out sale, like whatever you want to call it. Come up with something, call it a flash sale. It doesn't matter. Create cash injection. Offset it. Everything works together to make a beautiful, harmonious sound, which is dollars achieved in what we want in our business. And so it doesn't mean forever. It just means sometimes we have to offset it with other efforts to make up for it. We've had situations where Meta just randomly shuts down an account for a week or two. Maybe you've experienced that. Meta's algorithm, for whatever reason, everything's humming along, spending plenty of dollars, profitable, and then suddenly it doesn't like you and it shuts you down. And then you got to go through this stupid review process that takes them a week and a half to do. And then finally you get your ads back on. Well, you lost a week and a half. What, do you just sit dead in the water, or do you get out and try to, maybe you dropped your oars and they're floating over here and you got to get to the oars, or while you don't have the oars, you're going to use your hands, right? You're going to probably start paddling the boat with your hands and get some momentum to offset when those things happen. So things happen, and make sure that everything works together. And before I give you these four tangible things you can do, there, when this, every time a moment like this happens, it gives you this opportunity to ask yourself, do I have a single point of failure in my business? And I had, a few weeks ago, I had Stafford Newsom on, and we talked about three things you should do when your business is scaling. And so one of the things he talks about is looking at, do I have a single point of failure? And I think this is a wonderful concept in these moments to evaluate and say, okay, so if I'm crushed by one platform, like if one platform isn't working or shuts me down, am I done, right? Does it bankrupt me? Does it make me have to lay off staff? Does it absolutely crush us? And if it does, these are the moments to say, okay, this is my opportunity to still keep dollar cost averaging, staying in my percentage ad spend, but then also move focus to other marketing activities. Start leaning into long-term stuff. Start working on your brand. Start improving your email and your SMS game and your conversion rate optimization and your AOV optimization game. Start working on these other elements that could really help. And so when these moments happen, ask yourself, do I have a single point of failure? Is that meta ads or whatever happens dependent on the situation? Is this my single point of failure? If so, I need to figure something out to start to diversify and start to create greater stability in my business. So four things you could do, and these are things that we're doing right now. So I'm just gonna share what we're doing, what we're working on with clients, and what we're seeing results in. So four things you can kind of tangibly do here. Number one is stacking more aggressive first customer offers to maintain volume and still break even on day one if we can. And so stacking more aggressive offers can increase conversion rate. We are working with a client that their CPA was, as of a couple of weeks ago, their CPA was like 121. And we shifted some things in their CPA. We literally just tied an offer to it. We tied an offer to what they were selling, and their CPA dropped to like $13. So that's how big of a difference shifting to an aggressive offer could be when we're losing so much in cost per acquisition that we're just paying to Facebook and advertising. We would rather just discount that much and actually save more in the long run by simply stacking an aggressive offer to get them in the door, stack the customers, which then leads to the next thing. And this is do more email and SMS promotions to counter the dip in sales temporarily. Doesn't mean you're going to keep doing this forever, but it means let's run a 72-hour promo sprint. If sales are down and I need to make something, guess what? This weekend, we're doing a promo sprint. Friday to Saturday, we're going to send an announcement email now, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to run 72 hours. These are the products. We're going to send 2 to 3 emails a day. We're going to go high volume on that, and we're going to recoup revenue. We're going to lift up revenue without the ad spend having to carry as much of the weight. The second thing we're doing. The third thing is we're going to focus on every step of the customer journey to maximize AOV and conversion rate. So if we're getting less customers, we're being more aggressive on the customer acquisition, then we need to really fine tune the buyer journey. Maximize AOV, maximize conversion rate. We call this website revenue optimization. We're not just optimizing for conversion rate, we're optimizing for average order value as well. So this is where things like bundling, pre-purchase upsells, post-purchase upsells, in-cart upsells, checkout upsells, thank you page upsells, post-purchase upsells, all of those elements come into maximizing AOV as well as just leaning into maximizing your conversion rate. There's a lot of ways to do that. I'm not gonna get into that in this episode. So stack more aggressive offers for your first-time customers, do more email and SMS promos to counter temporarily. We're going to go high cash injection, run a promo sprint for at least like 48 to 72 hours. Third thing we're going to do is we're going to focus on maximizing every step in the buyer's journey to max AOV and conversion rate. And then finally, and this is on the ads front, just a little bit more tangibly, just because we've noticed a little bit of a dip in traffic quality in a good amount of circumstances. And so to kind of counter the dip in quality of traffic, we have gone super intent driven on copy and creatives. Now, what this means is call out the price, call out the offer, really pre-qualify your traffic. Because if you could do that, then it's going to help increase the quality of traffic, get the conversion rate, which is going to feed back to Facebook. It's going to increase your total score of your ad, which helps lower your CPMs and gives Facebook a lot of the algorithm love that they really want. And so those are the four things we're doing. Stack more aggressive offers for first-time customers. Go heavier on email and SMS to counter temporarily. Take this time while your ads are running to focus on average order value maximization as well as conversion rate maximization. And then finally, on the ads front, more tangibly, go super intent-driven on your ads with copy and creatives, calling out numbers, calling out pricing, letting them know it is very clear that you are clicking to buy a product. Well, I hope this was helpful. Maybe it wasn't what you thought. Hopefully it was. But ultimately, when these things happen, and they do, we can't control the circumstances, but we can control the controllables, and that is how we respond to the circumstances. And so I am a fan of building strong mental fortitude, because when these moments come, it makes you that much better. And while your competitors are all whining and crying and calling the wambulances with French cries, you know, to show up at their doorstep to take care of them and tell them in these Reddit threads and other groups that it's going to be okay. I promise. Don't worry. The big bad meta is just not working. It's their fault. They're the ones that are. You're a victim. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here to say, stop the shenanigans. Yes, crap happens, but you have this opportunity to step forward as a leader in the marketplace to show your team what it looks like to adapt and use this as an opportunity to become better with a stronger foundation and be an intelligent marketer.